You're listening to The Paul Higgins Show, the place for ambitious tech consultants scaling to live better. After 18 years as a global leader and having a successful tech consulting exit, I'm sharing what's working now to transform emerging tech consultants worldwide into trusted consultants that attract the best clients and deliver measurable results. When you're ready to level up your clarity, results, and freedom, begin with the free strategic profits blueprint available at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint. Imagine this, you jump on a sales call and the person doesn't know you well. They don't know what the process is going to be. And also they don't really know what you do. And unfortunately you waste time, you don't close the deal. Hello, this is Paul Higgins and welcome to The Paul Higgins Show, episode number 423. And today in this podcast, we're going to give you a way to close more deals and to make your business more known and enjoyable to potential clients. Grant is the co-founder of Tella, T-E-L-L-A. It's a screen recording tool that edits videos for you. He's originally from New Zealand and Grant moved to the Netherlands in 2015 to join a Dutch startup, Binder, then co-founded another startup in 2018, which was acquired by Envision. At the end of 2020, I should say, left to start a startup which was backed by Y Combinator, which he talks about that experience in the podcast. And that startup is called Tella, T-E-L-L-A. And what I'll do now is hand you over to Grant Shattuck from Tella.tv. And stay to the end because there's a fantastic offer that Grant gives you to get access to this amazing product. Great to have you here, Grant.
Great to be here. Thanks, Paul.
You know, I'm a huge fan of the product. I use it every day. But what we're here to talk about is, you know, just more general purposes of the category itself, you know, how we all could use video more and the benefits of using video. And then, of course, we'll cover some features of Tella.tv as we go through this. But why don't we kick off with who your ideal client is and what problems you love to solve for them?
Yeah, so our ideal client is usually small business, startup, freelancer. I guess they all kind of fit under a small business kind of umbrella. Usually working in some kind of technology space, building, selling software, and they reach their customers with video. This is, you know, a few years ago, this might've been something unique, but these days, like, everyone tends to need to reach their customers with video. We help by making it easy for people to create high production, high quality content, super fast, super easy. Whether that's sending a one-on-one video to a lead or a prospect, or that's putting out like a demo or a tutorial to some bigger channel, like on social media or on YouTube, or even internal communications to work with your team or client in a sort of like a faster kind of way. That's kind of what we do and how we help people. We tend to like work with people who need video but aren't video experts. There are a lot of people out there who love messing around with video, editing videos and the craft of that, and that's great. And there are tons of tools out there that are perfect for that. Lots of traditional video editing tools and some newer ones. We are best for when people want the outcomes of video. They want a great video and they want the results from a great video, whether it's a new client or it's a new follower or it's just engagement with your product or service. That's where we work best. So we help you get those results without needing to mess around editing videos.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And that's what sort of led me to the product. Who do people mainly migrate from? Are they migrating from not using video at all? Are they migrating from other video platforms? You know, what's your data on that so far?
Yeah, there's definitely some that are completely new to video, but the majority comes from two different ends of the spectrum. At the top end, you've got people who use more advanced video editing software. So something traditional like Final Cut or Adobe Premiere or ScreenFlow, or something that's like slightly more newer and quite advanced, like Descript. So that's sort of like the top end of the market that we see. And those people come to us because they already are trying to create something impressive. They're already trying to, you know, get across some idea, and they want it to look and feel a certain way. They're using a video editing software. Yes. But like I said before, they don't really want to go through that process. They come to us because they can get that same result, that same output of a video and how it looks and what it does for their audience, but they can save a bunch of time. like 10x the time, because we kind of streamline the process, bring it all together into one app. There's sometimes when you use more advanced video editors, you might also have to use a separate tool for screen recording. It's all offline. Then you're going to have to upload somewhere. We bring all of that into like a single app and make that a lot faster than those tools. At the other end, you have people who are used to using something much more lightweight, like Loom. And Loom kind of dominates that end of the market. When we look at where people are coming from at that end, it's really just, it's almost exclusively Loom. So people who use Loom, you know, again, often understand the value of video, but they reach a limit with what you can do with Loom. So lots of people start to use Loom when they sort of get on the idea of like quick asynchronous communication. So someone sends one, a video, Loom video to them and think, this is cool, I could do the same. I could show people how things work and save myself a bunch of time. Their competency grows with videos. They kind of hit the limit of Loom and they're like, well, actually, I want to start making content now. I want to start putting stuff on YouTube. I want to add some video to my newsletter updates or post some stuff on social. And Loom makes it very quick and easy to make a video, but like it's such a restricted format, a Loom video. So they look for something more and they find us and we give them the same ease of use, but you get a 10x kind of production value. Those are how we get customers from the two different ends of the market.
Yeah. And whenever I think of Teller, I think of like Goldilocks, right? It's just right. Like I love the fact that it is a blend of those things, because I didn't use Loom, but I used a product called SendSpark and it was great. Yep. And then I was also using ScreenFlow, right? And like you said, they were sort of opposite extremes. So I wanted something that had a combination of the features, right, in one platform. And that's when I came across Teller, and it's Ramon, an old marketing coach of mine, was using it. He introduced me to it and I just fell in love with it. And, you know, we'll talk about some of the ways you can use it in a moment. But just for me personally, some of the features I love are that it's so easy to crop. It's so easy to edit, which I really love. And the edit you can have, you know, it's fantastic how you can have yourself presented in so many different ways on the screen, even though you've recorded it once. So I think that's brilliant. And then the last one is the automation of the captions. I think it's, you know, great to have the captions there as well. So, you know, for me, it was just like perfect. This has got all the features that I need. I know that a couple of features I've come and asked you about that ScreenFlow had that this one didn't. But now you've shown me those, and therefore it's complete. And look, I think it's you know, what I like to do is I've got a bit of Teller's the tool that I use for most of my video, but I use something called Zeit, which is Zeight, and that used to be called Cloud App, I think it was, and that gives me sort of some screen capture and some really quick stuff that I do internally to my team. So I still use that for those things, and then Teller's for my main video. So that's how I use a combination of the tools. Yeah, look, I've been using Teller now for, I think, you know, nearly 12 months, and yeah, it's great. As far as the some of the uses we'll get into in a moment, what are you seeing the 80-20 of what people are using from a B2B perspective, what you're seeing people use Teller for?
Yeah, thinking about B2B, I think where we see the strongest use cases there is usually on the content side. So people putting out tutorials, showing people how to do something, how to use their software or someone else's software. And this can play a role as like sort of pure content where it's just going onto a YouTube channel or into like a help docs. But it can also be when people are in some kind of sales motion where they're trying to add value or they're wanting a lead magnet or something like that that can help in the process of sales. More broadly, you know, Teller differentiates itself from Loom, where Loom has, and maybe stepping back a second and just adding in the other, you know, the more advanced video tools are almost use case agnostic. They're not kind of like focused on a particular type of video or set of videos. Some degree of that, but really it's sort of like, here's a blank canvas, create what you want with our tools available. Loom is sort of very sort of specific, and the workflow has kind of been very optimized towards like quick internal communication. And where we sort of differentiate ourselves from Loom is that we work best when it's external communication. When you're trying to like impress someone and leave a mark on someone, our simple editing tools and customization options and branding means that you can do that much easier. So we kind of the creative aspects of the more advanced tools, but like the speed and efficiency of the other marketing in the broader sense, you know, getting an idea across and leaving an impression on a customer or a group of customers or someone. That's kind of where it makes most sense.
Yeah, and look, an analogy that I often use is a medical one, because I think if you've been watching or listening to the show for a while, you know that, you know, I was very fortunate to have a transplant. I've just gone post my 5-year anniversary, which is great, but I spent a lot of time in the medical fraternity, and I spent a lot of time with specialists. And I used to say to specialists, like, you know, I'm coming to see you for a life-changing decision, and I've got no context to this meeting, right? We basically, I've got it in my diary. I wait an hour and a half in the waiting room. I get to see you. We've got 15 minutes. I've got a million questions. I don't get to ask you them all, and I'm not quite sure what's going to happen. And the questions, a lot of the questions that I'm asking could have been already covered in a video prior to me getting there. So there was like no process before I got in there as to what's going to happen, you know, how, you know, there's so much information on this life-changing thing. Now, when you work with a client and you're installing, whether it's, you know, Salesforce, NetSuite, whatever, it's not life-changing, but it definitely, you know, significant. So, you know, in that context, what can you give someone before they get on a call with you for the first time? How can you give that experience or lift that experience? And, you know, what I've been doing with a lot of my clients is doing pre-sales. So pre-sales is where there's multiple videos that really steps you through why you should work with that particular partner. Why are they different to anyone else? The other one is, how's the call going to go? So what's going to happen in the call? And that really helps you have control of the agenda in a sales call, because you've structured that from the get-go. They know what's going to happen before they get into the call. And sometimes I'll disqualify based on that if they're not the ideal client for you. And then also a bit about your methodology, right? And you can also send them testimonials of clients like them prior to then coming on board. So there's, therefore, if you have a 30-minute call to really understand their business, a lot of the standard questions are already covered by video. That's an example of how we've been using it for a pre-sales call process. Shocked at the results that gets people and the conversion increases it gets people. So, Grant, have you got some examples, or, you know, what's your feedback on using Tala? And just for our American audience in particular, so Grant's from New Zealand, I'm from Australia, it just happens to be that way, but it's TELLA.TV is Tala, because our accents are pretty rough. So on mine anyway, Grant, I think yours is better than mine. I'll give you that. But question is, you know, how are you seeing it from a sales call process?
Yeah. Just adding to the accents thing, I've been out of New Zealand long enough that my accent's probably softened a bit. I think if I'd stayed in New Zealand for the last 10 years, it might be as rough as yours.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, so we see a lot of people who will use Tala in this sort of sales process in a couple of ways. Is one, to like connect with people in the first place. So a little bit earlier process. You know, some people, and I've done this a lot myself, will just sort of send out a video, and that'll be like the first touch point that they'll have or a potential customer. Other people will kind of reach out in a slightly more low barrier way, just an email with a question, and then they'll do that sort of follow up. Can I help? Could I send you a video to explain this type thing? And then they'll sort of come back with, you know, it's an easy kind of ask. It's an easy response for the customer to make. And so then they'll follow up with a video that goes into a bit more detail about the offer. And maybe that's where the sort of sales call starts. But equally, yeah, if there's any time where you want to control the narrative a little bit more, that's video makes a lot more sense. Because of course you could send a lot of stuff. You could send like a document of stuff to people and say like, you know, here's all the stuff you need to know. But as we all do ourselves, you open up an email and you gloss over a bunch of it and you kind of look at a couple of things and then that's kind of it. And when you're in the sales process, obviously as a salesperson, you want to control kind of like the story as much as you can to kind of get to learn what you want about the customer and to then get them point that you want them to be. Video means you can kind of have a bit more control over that. So if you can make a video and then hit the points that you need, you know, there's a narrative that you're following there. So context that you can add with that before a call and the control of the narrative, as well as just adding personality to the whole thing. Like that's, to me, out of all the things that video is great for, it's about like showing the human side of things. As the world goes more digital, and more online, and everyone ultimately is building a digital business, and their customers are all over the place, and technology kind of dehumanizes anything and everything in its path. Video is kind of like the thing which helps keeps things human. Yeah, the more you can use it, the more you can get your personality across. A sort of like a selfish example or a silly example is like, I'll do calls with customers, like research calls or potentially sales calls as well. And I'll hop on a call and a lot of people will just be really relaxed with me immediately. And we've never spoken before. It's because they've like seen me in a video talking like this countless times, whether it's in our onboarding videos or it's in like our training videos or it's in marketing videos or whatever, or support or something. They've all kind of like seen me in some capacity like that. They've never had a live call, but like immediately they hop on a live call and they're sort of like, they know what they're getting. And so that to me is the biggest thing. You know, if you are running some kind of sales process where it comes down to a live call, the more you can get like you in front of them beforehand, not live, I think that makes a big difference.
You know, and we're giving you some examples. I think the best thing to do is actually map out your sales process. Doesn't matter, you know, old school, I do it on a whiteboard, you know, you do it on Miro, you do it on whatever you are, all your steps at the moment, and just see where you can incorporate video. Now, you'll be pleasantly surprised at how many places you can put it. So for me, for example, another quick one is where I get for my clients and myself, if you have a call with me, before we have the call, I'll send you my story, right? So like Grant said, you'll have a connection with me. Now, you know, everyone's got a unique story, right? And people, that's what they're looking for, because the technology is a technology. Now, I'm not discounting your skills as a technologist, right? But people want more than that, right? They want to know that you understand their business. They want to know that you are someone that they can trust, like no one trusts, right? And video is the best way to convey that. Because let's be honest, at the moment, the proliferation of content created by AI, the written content, you know, it's really, you know, sometimes it's easy to tell that it's by AI. And some of the replies you get on LinkedIn at the moment, you know which ones are AI and which ones aren't. But it's getting harder and harder, right? And the more that the prompts can pick up your tone, et cetera, and the more we can load ourselves into ChatGPT as an example, it's going to be harder. But you can't, well, at the moment, you know, it's not producing video, right? And I think video is the true authentic way of people connecting with you, because ultimately people still buy from people, right? As a tech consultant, it's even more so, right? Because they might have three, you know, Salesforce partners, NetSuite, Zoho, whoever they're talking to. What's going to make you stand out? And I think, you know, showing your true self and making it easy to buy and work with you is going to help. So that's from the sales point of view. I think from a demo and operational point of view, have you got any examples there of where people are using Teller to make it easy for people?
Yeah, the number one thing there is around training, showing, not telling. Or you're kind of still telling while you're showing. But like you can add so much more richness and context to an explanation of how to do something, whether it's something super simple like hey, click this, not that kind of thing. Or it's like, no, I'm going to show you how to use particular software, a setup, something, or feedback. You know, feedback, it doesn't need to be a live thing or a sort of two-dimensional thing, just written. You can go through feedback and it can come across much more authentically and richly for the person. I personally find that this is just something that I do, but like I like video for this, is that I'll just open up a video, start recording a video, and I'll go through something and I'll just riff, and that'll end up being like my thought process, like figuring out my thought process. And you can do the same with writing. Lots of people like to think with writing, so they'll just write something and they'll basically be figuring out their really what they think and kind of clarifying their thoughts. But I'll often do this with video. So I'll make a video and I'll go through it. And sometimes I think it's good enough to share with the person about the particular topic or the feedback that I have. And other times it's not, because I've kind of gone all over the place, but I've gotten to a better point by the end of it, which is like, I've understood really what I think about this or what my feedback is on this or what I'm trying to say. And maybe that ends up just needing to be something written, or maybe I know how to make the video a lot better and I'll just do it again, but this time much more concise and clear. And in the end, you're just kind of combining the sort of creation with the preparation, because you could jot down your thoughts and figure that out. And sometimes that's great. And other times you can just open up Teller, explain what you think about a in my case, it's often like a design or a new feature that we're shipping that I'm sharing feedback to someone else, go through it and then kind of think, is this good enough to get the point across? And if not, like, have I just figured out more what I'm trying to do here? So a video can be really good for that. I wouldn't say that's kind of like our number one use case, but there are some interesting things like that you can kind of stumble across when you get more comfortable making video, and video is sort of efficient enough, like it is with Teller, to fit into your workflow in a couple of different ways.
Great. And just a reminder, we're talking to Grant Shattuck, and he's from Teller, TELLA.TV. And this is episode 523. So a couple of other use cases specific to you, who, you know, you're listening to this if you're a tech consultant. So one of them is the repurposing of content. Spoke to a Salesforce partner this week, and they said, oh, my team's trying to get me to do more video. I just hate doing video. I don't want to do video. And I'm like, okay, cool. I said, look, I used to be the exact same way, and I've sort of actually got those people that are in Australia listening to this, probably not a lot, but Home and Away. And I know Home and Away sort of went into the US, but I got an ex-actor from Home and Away to give me some tips on how to be better at a camera, because I used to love stages. I was a director of Coca-Cola, and I loved getting up on stages, but to camera, it was just different, right? I didn't do a lot of that. You know, we didn't have cameras back then. We did a little bit of PR training, but it wasn't every day, right? Now you're on camera every day. But I said to her, like, do you record your calls, you know, your sales calls, your team calls, your, you know, whatever? And she's like, yeah, I'm always. And I said, are you using an AI tool to do that? Yeah. Okay, cool. So, you know, like, we use Fathom, and there's, you know, like Fireflies, there's lots of others, right? I said, well, you've already got a lot of the content there already. All you got to do is take it, export it, put it in a Teller, edit it, and then you've got loads and loads of content that either you or your team can distribute and repurpose that you've already got before you even get to the part of thinking that you have to do something original. I think, you know, there's a whole lot of content now from combining those two worlds, which is, you know, most of us are recording this call, like I said, I am, and then using Teller to make it consumable for your audience. So if you've got any other thoughts there, Grant, on, you know, that repurposing of content, you know, socials and other areas.
So we, one of the features that we've had for a long time in Teller is where you can break your video up into smaller clips, and then you can make a copy of those, of that clip, and then you can do something completely different with it. I'll do this when I will have made a video for someone explaining something in more detail, and then I'll get a question or something from someone a bit later, and I'll remember, like, oh, I actually covered that in somewhere else. And so I can go back into that video, find that little bit, split that off into its own video, and then send this sort of much more focused video. Maybe I can even add another little recording to that video to add some more context, so that there's kind of like two clips in the video, and then I'll send that to that person. And I'll find myself doing that a lot for different questions that come up. Even more basically, like, I'll get a question from someone about something, and I'll just send like a copied version of an entire different video, but like I'll address it to that person. So instead of it being like, hey Grant, here's how you do this, Paul asks me a question, and I'll make a copy of that video and be like, hey Paul, here's how you do this, and that'll be the title of that video, and it feels a bit more personal, but I've just been able to reuse the original and don't have to kind of create from scratch. So video is still super versatile in that way, where you can, whether you've recorded a call or something, or you've like made your own content for whatever reason, you can like pull out the parts of it that you need.
Just quick build on that is, I love that where you can do that 80-20 where it's customized. So I'll bring up someone's profile, LinkedIn profile. So I'll talk to them. So it's specifically for them. And then, like you said, I'll go to a generic piece of content that I've created for everyone else. So that blend, I think, is fantastic. Sorry, you're about to talk about social media content.
I think the appetite for the type of content that, you know, your customers will, your audience will be creating is growing. Like, I think, you know, 10, 15 years ago, like this sort of space and seeing influencers and seeing people put content out in this area might have not so common, but now like people are seeing that, you know, the whole point that you do this is not to become an influencer or like you're going to become like some kind of weird mini celebrity, but this is how you get new customers. Like, you've got to put yourself out there and you've got to share your knowledge and share your ideas. This is just where your customers are sitting and watching and scrolling all day. So the more that you can kind of get stuff out there, the better. And yeah, there's tons of stuff, whether it's something you've made for one customer or just a new bit of content that you can then find different ways of breaking that up and then repurposing and sharing again in a different context or a different platform or addressing a different topic. Yeah, it's both the I think right now we're in this phase where the appetite for video and the sort of the social kind of acceptance of like just regular people using video in this way and regular people putting themselves out there on social media in the way is accepted. And then on the other side, you've just got this, we're at a really good place with video tools where it's just much easier to make and repurpose and publish.
Yeah, yeah. And just a couple other very quick use cases that I see in tech consulting world is one is, you know, what I talked about sales, you can do the same thing for your operations, onboarding of clients, you know, it's a huge time sink for your team. Now, how can you use video so that you can do a lot of the work asynchronously with video prior to them actually getting on that call? So you're enriching that call. So that's one. And the other one is team updates. Like most of us have remote teams. I certainly do around the world and a lot of my clients do. You know, like every week, I just on a Friday because it's just the end of the week for me, but it's normally a Thursday for people in the Northern Hemisphere, I just do a summary of our plan and our wins for the week, right? So it brings everyone together, 3 to 5 minutes, but it's a chance. I don't believe anymore on having, you know, weekly calls because of the time zones, get everyone in the one place. We do for special occasions, but I can use video in that way to do it. So as you can tell from Grant and I, there's so many uses of it. And Grant will talk about a great way that you can get access to Tallo at a discounted price at the end of this so that you can use it. The last quick question, Grant, is around AI. I know it's on tip of everyone's tongue at the moment. What are some of the features that are coming up from an AI perspective in Tallo, the platform itself, that we can look forward to?
We've got this sort of big, crazy vision plan. There's a vision at the moment. You know, there's still a few more things to come before it becomes a real plan. But the vision, by the end of this year, we want to be able to help people make a YouTube quality video without any editing. The only thing that you need to do is to record. Record, share your knowledge, share your ideas, show how something works on your screen. And we want to be able to edit it, tidy up the actual footage, like get rid of your ums and ahs and mistakes and things like that. And then do some stylistic editing as well. So you've got layouts and backgrounds and transitions and things like that. We want to be able to automate all of that. Going back to what I said at the start of the conversation around, you know, who our customers are, they're people who want the outcomes and the results of videos. They're not people who like want to go through an editing process. And so AI is huge for being able to make this possible. There's a ton of stuff within the sort of AI space, which makes manipulating and editing and figuring out what's going on in a video so much easier than you could in the past. So yeah, big thing is eliminating the manual work. That's kind of it. Our first kind of step is going to be around automatically applying different layouts in your video. So that's going to be the first thing I think you probably expect. But then there's a host of smaller things that hopefully as they all kind of combine together, yeah, hopefully in the not too distant future, you'll just be able to sit down and tell her, record a video. And at the end of it, you've got a higher production video that you should feel comfortable publishing to YouTube or sharing with your audience or customers. And you've had to do no work. That's the idea.
Yeah. And if you're an existing user of Tallo and you've got a feature request, please reach out to Grant. We'll have all these details in the show notes, but you know, I know that he really listens and he does take on those improvements. And what I love the fact is that Grant's in the business of selling holes, not drills, right? And if you look at a lot of the video software, all they want to do is talk about the features. And it's the same way with your business, right? You're not here to sell Salesforce. You're here to get a result for a business owner with the use of Salesforce. And that's why I think, you know, Tallo and the future of Tallo is very bright in the way that we do it. But we can't talk about this forever, Grant. What we're going to do now is go into a rapid fire. So 4 questions, 4 rapid replies. You ready for it?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. So the first one is, what are some of the daily habits that help you scale Tallo.tv?
A to-do list. I'm not an organized person, so I need a to-do list. I also, this isn't really a habit, but it's a tool that helps me a lot. I use Superhuman, which is this email client. And again, as not a particularly organized and structured person, this kind of forces me into a habit of like clearing my inbox, getting through things, following up on people. I think I would be far less productive without that and a to-do list. And then I think the last thing would be video. I make loads of videos all the time for my team, for my customers, use it for marketing. Just so happens that I'm making a video tool called Teller, but yeah, video has been massive for me, and I love using it, building it, and kind of helps the loop go.
Right. And as far as running the business of Teller, where do you go to find out more about how to better run a business?
Teller went through Y Combinator back a few years ago, which is a startup accelerator, and they have an incredible amount of resources for their alumni. And that's usually one of the first places I go for when I get to something that I just never encountered, don't know, or want some advice. That's been huge for me. That's obviously not the alumni access to that is not something that everyone can get access to, but Y Combinator is really great at putting out a ton of great content for startup founders, but I think it can go far beyond kind of the tech startup space and into other areas of business. And they put out a ton of stuff that always feels relevant to the point and detailed as well. It's not, they don't gloss over the topic and the ideas for the sake of just making something short. They really get into the weeds. Yeah, Y Combinator has been kind of one of the main go-tos for me over the years.
Fantastic. And the next one is, what's one wish we can grant you, Grant, to help with the growth of Teller?
Just try Teller. That's it. Teller's simple enough to use. There's little, you don't need any prior experience with video. There's no weird kind of training or anything like that. Just sign up, make a video about, just make a video showing one of your customers something. Like, you've probably got a customer that you're working with at the time. Just show them how to do something with a video on Teller. Send that to them. Let me know how it goes, or tell Paul how it goes. He can tell me how it goes. That would be massive.
Brilliant. And the last one is, what do you know now about running Teller that you wish you had known earlier?
Building a business is way harder than you can ever imagine, I think, is the main thing. There are so many things that like just didn't even enter into my head that like you kind of go through, and yeah, you go through them and you realize like, man, if I had known all of this stuff back then when you tried to start this, you probably wouldn't do it. This isn't a unique insight or anything, but I think it's true. That's a blessing and a curse. You need that naivety to like get started with a big ambitious idea, but you're constantly reminded how naive you were at the time.
Brilliant. Well, look, I love using the product, but I love having you on today as the founder to talk us through it. And like I said, there is a special offer for you as a listener of the Paul Higgins Show. So if you go to paulhigginsmentoring.com/resources, there's a resource page there and you'll see Teller. Click on Teller and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Teller, which Grant, we're very appreciative of that. And like I said, it's a fantastic product. It is the Goldilocks between if you're using something like Loom at the moment and using something more sophisticated like ScreenFlow, this is the happy medium. And the most important thing is the outcomes. You'll get better business outcomes from using it, and it's a lot simpler and faster to do. So Grant, thanks a lot for coming on the show today.
It's been a pleasure. Appreciate you you bringing me on, and it's been a cool conversation.
Cheers. What a great interview with Grant. There's so many ways that you can use video, which Grant and I discussed, and also Teller is a fantastic product. So once again, you can get that 30% off by going to paulhigginsmentoring.com/resources and just click on the Teller logo, T-E-L-L-A. And also, if you want to know what my setup is, because a lot of people, you know, for me, the ease of doing videos, having your camera set up, all right to go, etc. If you go to paulhigginsmentoring.com/video, you can see the equipment and how I've set it up. Reach out to Grant on LinkedIn, say that you heard him on the show. He would love that. Also, share it with your peers because we could all do more video, and this is a great opportunity. Plus, they also get 30% off a fantastic product. And they'll think you're a rock star. Check out our solo shows, and I'll see you next time on the Paul Higgins Show. Time for action. Subscribe, comment, and let me know what you like best about this episode. Plus, get the Strategic Profits Blueprint at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint.